Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled Perfect Protection. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
I learned this early. I'd go out to visit people at the hospital, and I'd see somebody in the room, and I'm going to go in there and speak to them. Or somebody's second cousin called because their friend's sister had a friend that was in hospital. Would we go by see them? And so I'd show up. I want to help people. So I'd show up and go, hey, man, go through the whole rigmarole. They go, what are you doing here? I don't know you. So, yeah, but you know, your sister's friend's cousin called and said, you know, I don't believe in all that. Can you help them? You have no rights. You have no rights to use your faith to help them. Do y'all see this or not?
Yes.
There's been cases in Phyllis and mine that people call and they have left this church. And they've gone somewhere else because they didn't like something. But when they got in trouble, they wanted us to help them with our faith spiritually. And it wasn't that we didn't want to. We didn't have a right to. We knew in our heart they have taken themselves out from under us. It's not our right. And if you don't understand that, don't throw it away. We've been doing this for years, and I'm telling you, this is a real issue. You can only help people with your faith to the degree that they're submitted to you and to the degree they believe in you. They believe in you. That's the way it is with God Himself. If you don't believe in Him and you've not submitted to Him, He doesn't have a legal right to help you and protect you. He Himself set it up that way because that's right. That's righteous. It's pretty quiet in here. It's true. I don't know what else to tell you. It's true. It's true. Phyllis and I were, Brother Dave and Kim, I don't think they'll mind me saying this, they're building them a new house. And it's going real good. And we were driving by where they were working on it, Phyllis and I going somewhere doing, we saw it. And something come up, we realized this needs to change on this house. It needs to be done. Immediately, Phyllis and I took authority over it. This ain't our house. We took authority over it. We claimed this to begin to happen. We prayed and asked this. And we believe we received it just like it was our house.
Amen.
And as I drove on down the road, the Lord spoke to me. He said, you do realize you couldn't have done that for everybody. I thought, yeah, of course not. He said, why? He said, you didn't even have to call Dave and ask him, could you do that concerning his house? You know the answer. Oh, do y'all see this or not? He said, the reason I prompted you and Phyllis that you could do this is because he has already submitted to me and to you. You don't even have to ask. I don't have to call him and Kim and say, can we pray about y'all's house? I know the answer. But that is not true with everybody. And nationally and globally, how many Christians, they believe in God, but they're not submitted to anybody or anything. Don't dare try to tell them anything in their life. It's just them and Jesus. Not really. Look at this. Judges 10, 6. We already read it. They did evil and they served Balaam, all these other gods. Verse 7. And the Lord understood that people are weak. And so he just protected them anyway, because bless their hearts. They're just ignorant. No. Made him mad. Made him angry.
Yes.
Why? Well, it'd be just like a husband and wife. The Bible uses this example. A man that's been faithful to his wife for decades and loved her and protected her and cared for her and did everything for her, and she just leaves for no reason and takes up with another man. Is he supposed to be cool with that? But she wants him to continue to support her. And if she gets in trouble, she wants him to take care of it and fix it. Well, no. I said no. The Lord does not hold to that, and you don't have to hold to that. He's merciful. He is. But you reject him, he is not obligated to you. He is not obligated to protect you or to meet your needs or take care of you. In fact, he doesn't have a legal right to do it. He's the one that set it up that way. Now notice, verse 7, the anger of the Lord was hot against Israel, and he sold them into the hands of the Philistines and into the hands of the children of Ammon. Now, I don't feel like I should get into this too much, but what is protection? One word for protection is covering.
Yes.
You'll see it often. Covering.
Yes.
And it is not just an abstract thing. God's power and presence covers this whole church.
Yes.
Covers me and Phyllis and you as we move around. All of us that believe Him and love Him and claim Him as our God and our protector. There is a real protection, and it's called the hand of God sometimes. It's called the covering of God. He compares it to like a hen putting her wings over her young. What is he describing here? It says, sold them into the hands of their enemies. What does that mean? Oh, do you see this? We don't want you. We don't want your Bible. We don't believe in you. We don't believe in all that bloody religion. We don't believe in all that. That's just religion is crutches for weak people. We don't want you. We don't want you in. We don't want to pray to you. We don't want to talk about you. We want you out. What choice does God have?
None.
Legally, with the way He set up, He has to. That's what the devil's been waiting on. He would have killed all of us long ago if he could. But he can't get through that. I said he can't get through that. No man, no woman wants God doing this. No family, no church, no nation wants God out of their business. They can talk all they want to. But when God does this, it is open season on you. The curse and devils and crazy people. You're on your own. I don't want to be on my own for 10 minutes. I want to know that that covering is over me. That protection is around me. Those angels are over me and around me. I want to know that. And everybody that's mine and everything that's under my hand, I want to know it. I want to know it. I want to know it. What's the beginning of it? I will say. Yeah, you're getting it. I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge. He's my protector. He's my defender. He's my fortress. He is my God. In Him, I'm not ashamed of Him. I'm not ashamed of His gospel. Don't tell me to leave God at home. I don't go anywhere without God. No, no. I don't get in the car without God. I don't come to work without God. I don't eat without God. I don't take a bath without God. I don't cut the grass without God. God is in me, and He's on me, and He's around me, and I don't leave home without Him, and I don't stay at home without Him. Because apart from Him, it's scary. It's dangerous, man. You can get killed quick. This is a dangerous place. It's perilous times. He sold them. He turned them. He left them, you could say, in the hands of the Philistines. He left them. You don't want me? Okay. There you go. And the hands of the children of Ammon. And that year they vexed and oppressed the children of Israel 18 years. Man. All the children of Israel that were on the other side of Jordan in the land of the Amorites, which was in Gilead. Moreover, the children of Ammon passed over Jordan, crossed their border, came into their land, and against Benjamin and the house of Ephraim, so that Israel was sore distressed. And that's what happens when God's protection comes off of you. And the children of Israel cried to the Lord, and they said, "We've sinned against you." Took them 18 years. But if you ever find yourself in this place, don't wait 18 years. Don't wait 18 days. You're getting yourself kicked and you're getting yourself hurt and destroyed. Something's wrong. This ain't supposed to be happening to me. You best get to repenting. Put your nose in the carpet. Say, "God, forgive me. Help me to see, where did I open the door? What did I do on this? You're my God." And the Lord said to the children of Israel, now listen, this is when they came back to him after 18 years. And they said, "We forsook our God and we've been serving Balaam." And the Lord did answer them. He said, "Didn't I deliver you from the Egyptians? Didn't I deliver you from the Amorites, the children of Ammon? Didn't I deliver you already from the Philistines? So like I remember delivering you from the Zidonians too. And the Amalekites and the Maonites oppressed you and you cried to me and I delivered you." Hadn't we been here before? "I delivered you. Yet, after I delivered you from the Egyptians, the Amorites, Ammonites, Philistines, the Zidonians, the Amalekites, the Maonites, I did. I protected you and I delivered you and I got you out of all that. Yet, you have forsaken me and you've served other gods, so I will deliver you no more. Go and cry to the gods which you have chosen. Let them deliver you in the time of your tribulation." Do you see this? This is the mouth of two witnesses. There's much more. Can a man, a woman, a family, a business, a nation, a church reject God and keep his protection? No, you cannot.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled, "Is God Your God?" you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri 65615. Or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R1204A. That's R1204A, and the message will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evenings at 7:30 and Sunday mornings at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
Thanks be to God.